Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link at waitwait.npr.org. You can also go there to find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, and also our March show in New Orleans, Louisiana. Tickets for that one go on sale December 17th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Rick Genter from Cupertino, California.
Cupertino, California, famous town there in the peninsula, home to Apple, yes?
That's correct.
Now, what do you do there?
I'm a software engineer.
There you are. That's not surprising. Mm-hmm. Do you work for the great benevolent Borg that is Apple?
I do not, although I am a Mac.
I see. Rick, welcome to the show. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to go?
I hope so.
Here's your first limerick.
Is patience a virtuous trait? 'Cause I snap when things happen too late. I reach outer limits at 8 or so minutes. That's how long I'm willing to
wait.
Right. A new study in Britain has solved one of the secrets of the universe. People can wait an average of 8 minutes and 22 seconds before becoming overwhelmed with rage. We presume this is how you conduct a test. You give a guy a telephone, you put him on hold. You give him a stopwatch. You start it, and you give him a hammer. When he smashes the stopwatch to pieces, there's your tongue. Very good. Here is your next limerick.
In the dumping grounds of old-time mobsters, a waterbred supersized blob stirs. Oh, man, I've got dibs on shell crackers and bibs for eating those humongous
lobsters.
Right. Hey, bright side, a silver lining to global warming and our imminent destruction. Global warming may have a wonderful new side effect, giant supersized lobsters. According to a study at the University of North Carolina, global warming creates more acidic oceans, which causes lobsters, crabs, and shrimp to beef up like the Incredible Hulk after he's been on hold for more than 8 minutes, 22 seconds. So, yum! While we're all visiting the island resort in Illinois, we'll have tropical lobsters.
If the shrimps get too big, do we have to call them something else?
Okay. Good point. Here is your last limerick.
My blowhole spurts, I slap my tail. Then I dive and I sing a quick scale. My notes go real deep. It's a 6-octave sweep. It's the low notes that mark today's
whale.
Right. A group called Whale Acoustics recorded samples of some 10,000 whales and found that their songs were in some cases 30% lower in tone than previously recorded. No one knows exactly why this is happening. So we did some investigating, and the difference is actually quite noticeable. Here, you can hear for yourself. Here's the sound of a whale that was recorded 15 years ago. And here, by contrast, is one of the current recordings.
We've definitely got our thing.
It all changed when they taught the dolphins how to play the bass.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think those two whales had different things on their mind.
Okay. Carl, how did Rick do in our show?
3 correct answers, Peter, and that makes Rick a winner.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done. Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Could have made